Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up? We all have those moments, right? Maybe you burnt dinner, missed a deadline, or just tripped and fell flat on your face in public. Don't worry, I've been there. Ever notice how we tend to be way harsher on ourselves than we are with our friends? Like, if your bestie messed up, you'd probably say, "Hey, no biggie, we all make mistakes." But when you mess up, it feels like the world is ending. Well, guess what? We need to start treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer others. It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace self-compassion. First things first, understand that self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about acknowledging that everyone stumbles, makes mistakes, and has moments of struggle. We're human, after all. Think of it like this. Imagine you've got a best friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, remind them they're strong and capable, and maybe even give them a big hug. Well, wouldn't it be amazing if we could treat ourselves with the same level of kindness and support? Now, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start practicing self-compassion. Recognize your humanity. Remember that imperfection is part of the human experience. We all make mistakes, face challenges, and sometimes just plain feel crappy. It doesn't define you as a person. Challenge negative self. Talk. When those negative thoughts creep in, and they will. Stop and ask yourself if you'd say that to a friend. If the answer is no, why would you say it to yourself? Practice rephrasing those harsh thoughts into something more compassionate and supportive. Instead of, "I'm such a failure," try, "This didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this experience." Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Just observe them like clouds passing by. This helps create space between you and those negative emotions, allowing you to respond with more compassion rather than reacting impulsively. Offer yourself kindness. Treat yourself like you would treat someone you love. When you're feeling down, do something that brings you joy. Take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, or indulge in a warm bath. Small acts of self-care can make a big difference. Connect with others. Remember, you're not alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings and experiences can help you feel less isolated and more supported. Ever felt like you're constantly putting pressure on yourself? You know that feeling when you set unrealistic expectations and then beat yourself up when things don't go perfectly? Let me tell you, I've been there. I used to be a perfectionist, always striving for the impossible and never giving myself any credit. But guess what? That only led to stress, anxiety, and a whole lot of self-doubt. One day, I realized that I needed to change my approach. I started practicing self-compassion, and it was a game-changer. Here's a real-world example. I was working on a big project, and things weren't going as smoothly as I hoped. The deadlines were looming, and I felt overwhelmed. Instead of spiraling into self-criticism, I took a step back, practiced some deep breathing exercises, and reminded myself that it's okay to not be perfect. I acknowledged that I was doing my best under challenging circumstances, and that progress, not perfection, is what truly matters. You see, practicing self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook. It's about being kind and understanding towards yourself, especially when things get tough. It's about recognizing your worth and celebrating your strengths, even amidst your imperfections. So, what are you waiting for? Start treating yourself with the same love and kindness you deserve. Remember, self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but keep practicing those key takeaways. Recognize your humanity, challenge negative self-talk, practice mindfulness, offer yourself kindness, and connect with others. Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts on this episode and how you're incorporating self-compassion into your daily life. And don't forget to subscribe to the Discipline Switch for more inspiration and actionable advice on navigating the twists and turns of life. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.